Report the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. A historic win for former President Trump.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all.
Winning last night's Iowa caucuses by the largest margin ever. ABC's M. Wynn is in Des Moines with what motivated caucus goers.
On the issues most important to Iowa caucus goers, the economy was number one, followed closely by immigration, issues Trump has made central to his platform, helping him finish Iowa with more than 50%. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley far behind. DeSantis invested heavily in Iowa, visiting all 99 counties, holding more campaign events than Haley and Trump combined. Many experts called Iowa a make-or-break moment for his campaign, as recent polls showed Haley gaining ground.
Next stop, New Hampshire, with a January 23rd primary. It could be less decisive for Trump, given that independents and undeclared voters can participate there. This is ABC News. New warnings about artificial intelligence and your job. The International Monetary Fund now says AI will likely disrupt nearly 40% of jobs worldwide. Some big winners at the Emmys. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
Succession. Six wins for the final season of HBO's Succession, including Best Drama, Best Actress for Sarah Snook, and Best Actor for Kieran Culkin, who used his acceptance speech to tell his wife, Jazz, he wants more kids.
You said maybe if I win.
The FX series The Bear, also with six wins, including Best Comedy, and Best Comedy Actress went to Abbott Elementary's Quinta Brunson, the first black woman to win the award since the Jeffersons' Isabel Sanford did it 42 years ago.
Thank you so much. I don't even know, I'm so emotional.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And the first round of the NFL playoffs wrapping up with a Monday doubleheader. The Buffalo Bills advancing after beating the Steelers, and the Buccaneers bouncing the Eagles out of the playoffs. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday Tuesday. Arctic air is forecasted to keep highs in the single digits through Tuesday. A bipartisan bill would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana. Under the bill, anyone with less than 14 grams would not face criminal charges but would have to pay a $100 fine. It would also lower the penalties for being caught a second time. Several Wisconsin cities have already decriminalized possessing small amounts of marijuana. Assembly Republicans introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana last week. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette with the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Marquette got a much-needed victory over Villanova, 87-74. The Golden Eagles had lost three of their last five games. Head coach Shaka Smart.
There had to be some doubt, and I thought the guys did a great job of overcoming that.
Smart says they had a special guest speaker before the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade.
D. Wade gave the pregame talk, and he said, you guys have to win today. I thought our guys did play with a level of desperation and commitment to what goes into winning. Even as Villanova was raining threes, in the first half.
NFL, it's the Packers against the 49ers Saturday night. Matt LaFleur on that throw from Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks in their win over the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, that cover zero play that he ripped that post to Wicks, I mean, that was one of those plays that just, you could sit there and watch that all day long.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is bitterly cold out there today. We have a wind chill advisory in effect through this morning. The wind chill is going to be hovering between minus 20 and minus 30 here for a good chunk of the day. Mostly cloudy, some light snow showers today, 3 above. More light snow tonight, less than a half inch, 5 below tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 6. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 5 below.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Hello, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Tuesday morning, January 16th, 2024, and it's another beautiful but really cold day to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. And whether you're listening on one of the radio stations or through the Civic Media app, or watching us on one of the many social media feeds where you can catch us on video. Even if you're listening later as a podcast, thank you for taking us along for part of your day. Coming up today, we're going to be talking a bit about last night's Emmys. We'll be talking about last night's Iowa caucuses, noting that only Iowa's most committed voters made the trek to their local presidential caucus in last night's deep freeze. We'll discuss what the results mean, if anything, as national attention turns next to the New Hampshire primary. We'll also look at how some politicians are ginning up anti-immigrant sentiment in Whitewater and elsewhere. Christina Laurie has a review of stories being covered in our daily newsletter. Sherita Booker reviews some of the most popular stories on Up North News social media sites. And in our second hour, when the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that the current legislative maps are unconstitutional and must be replaced, the justices asked the groups involved in the case to submit ideas for new maps. We'll review the 7 possibilities with Professor Sam Wong of the Princeton Gerrymandering Project. And then we'll wrap things up with Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio to preview his 8 a.m. show as part of the Civic Media Radio Network. Plus, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot will join us as well. And so can you, by the way. Our phone number, 844-967-2789. It's a number that you can call or text. You can also call or text us through the Civic Media app. You can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And again, if you're watching us on one of the Facebook pages, put a comment there, and we'll take a gander at it and maybe put that up on screen and respond to it as well. What's on screen right now on that video feed are the 6 a.m. temperatures around Civic Media land, and they go like this. Here on Lake Wissota, it is 6 below zero right now. Same in Hayward, minus 6, minus 10 in Park Falls. Wausau, you're at 9 below zero right now. Green Bay, 7 below. La Crosse, minus 6. Wisconsin Rapids, minus 8. Oshkosh is at 6 below. Madison, it's 9 below zero right now, and it is 9 below in Waukesha, where we open up the camera, and oh, look at that friendly, familiar, fuzzy face. Greg Bach is back from his break. Welcome back, Mr. Bach.
Hello, my friend.
Did you have a good battery recharge session?
I did. Unfortunately, my phone is still giving me Atlanta temperatures.
It is which actually weren't that tropical while you were there, shall we say.
No, so. They were in the highest it got was 60 for a moment, and it was mainly in the upper 40s, 50s, and there was some rain too. So, but after what I saw, what y'all were doing down up here, I was like, I'll take it. I will take it.
Yeah. Yep. Now, well, that was the same during our Christmas break in South Texas down there. They were complaining like, oh, it's only in the 50s. And we're like, it's in the 50s. Oh. Hooray. Flip-flops for everybody. But, the whole point being able to take a break now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's great.
You got to do that, and you came back.
Oh, yeah.
You
came back somehow.
All right.
And
all right.
Maybelle went insane when she saw us.
Oh, good. Yeah. So did she do all right wherever she was kenneled or watched?
I'm going to give her a 6.5 out of 10, 7 out of 10. Mm. She's a puppy, okay. So she's still got learning to do. And we're going to, now that we're home, holidays are over, vacation's finished, she's going right to classes.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Yeah.
It really is. You have to start early. You have to be diligent about it. Mm-hmm. It's not always easy, but the rewards compared to being able to look back after 10 or 12 years and go, oh, we really should have taken you to classes sooner. So good on you for that. It's very necessary.
Yeah.
So would there be any particular highlight you could share, like either the best thing you did in Atlanta or something fun or funny that happened to you? What memory do you take away from this?
It's not so much a fun and funny memory. I mean, there were great times. Let me just say this. The people of Georgia, Atlanta, and we went to Macon as well, just some of the nicest, kindest, biggest smiles, welcoming. It really made you feel like you were home. It was a lot like Wisconsin, too. Wisconsin nice, or very polite, and they were just everyone was like, where are you from, why are you here, well let me tell you about some stuff to do, you gotta try this food, you gotta go to this place. And it was great. But I would say the most amazing thing we did was we went to a museum called the High Museum. It's a museum of art, and we saw an exhibit from an artist. She works mainly in textiles. Her name is Sonia Clark, and it was an amazing, amazing exhibit based on, commentaries on feminism, on racism, and it was just, I was in a constant state of like wanting to cry the whole time because it was so beautifully put together. And they had a video of her talking about every single piece in the exhibit, and the way she spoke about it was so just like excited but yet emotional, and it was great. Mm-hmm. So if you get a chance, they have so many museums. And we gorged ourselves on food. I mean, we had barbecue, ribs, wings, shredded beef. We just ate everything. We went to so many great restaurants. Shout out to JR Crickets. If you're in Atlanta, you've got to go to JR Crickets. And some of the best breakfast food I've ever had in my life.
See, that's there you go. It's if nothing else, somebody listening is going to go to Atlanta sometime, and they're going to immediately be thankful to you.
You want to go to Atlanta? Reach out to me here at the studio somehow. I don't know if I'd give my email address away, but just find me and I'll give you a list of all the places we went. We wrote them all down. We even wrote the names of our servers as well.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, good deal. So welcome back to that. You came back just in time for us to be below zero continuously for days on end. But it was finally sunny. I don't know about down there at all yesterday, but up here it was sunny and gorgeous, if cold, all day long. And my goodness, does that make a difference? And you want to think, oh, I'm above that whole seasonal affective disorder thing. You know, that's just mind over matter. No, you go enough gray days without sunshine, it hits you. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not. Sometimes you just stop and you go, what is wrong with me today? And you go, oh, wait, I haven't seen the sun in 3 damn days.
Yeah.
As Kid Rock sang.
Wow.
Hopefully Brittany, Kid Rock reference, you never know where it's going to come from. I would rather have the sunny but cold day here than what they had to go through in Iowa last night, through bone-chilling cold at night, after a snowstorm, so they had to get through all kinds of snow to get to the caucuses. And I'm sorry, but it was a romantic notion once upon a time.
Yeah.
But you can see why the Democratic Party got away from the caucus thing in Iowa. They're doing mail-in balloting for theirs. Republicans holding on to theirs. And I mean, I don't know if you saw the vote total, but I did kind of laugh a little when I saw the vote total early this morning. Like, look, Donald Trump won. He won 51% of the vote. But 51% of what? The total number of votes was just over 100,000. That's a neighborhood in some places in America where you vote. So all of this attention for what was roughly 14% turnout of Iowa Republican voters. So not exactly representative, shall we say.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is like they kept on saying, a total landslide, a total blow. I'm like, come on, give us some more context, please.
Yeah, here's your context. Past winners of the Iowa caucus include TV preacher Pat Robertson, Rick Santorum, Mike Huckabee, Ted Cruz, and now Donald Trump. It is not a presidential primary. It's the angry white guy primary. And what was one of the big issues in Iowa last night, according to exit polling? Immigration. Mm-hmm. Even though that state would collapse, there would be nothing but a big old pothole in the middle of the Midwest if you chased away or rounded up all of the migrant labor that keeps that state economy going.
Yeah.
These are not folks that are saying, oh, I want immigration reform necessarily. They have been whipped up into this anti-immigrant frenzy. They also cited fentanyl because, again, you've got certain politicians saying, oh, all this fentanyl coming across the border. Hey, kids, there's a lot of fentanyl being made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Yeah. There just seems to be a lot of scapegoating going on, and people are buying it.
Yep. It's an easy one because, once again, it's an issue we all come together on. No one likes it. No one wants it to, you know, we want there to be control and not people not dying. But they use it every time. It's like, well, fentanyl. Okay.
Yeah. Well, because now that's before they used to scare them with the word caravan. You know, caravan! And now now that's kind of a running joke. So now fentanyl is the word that does it.
Yeah.
And, you know, in between the two, there was CRT, you know, is going to do it. There's always something, some kind of grievance that's out there.
Yeah.
And now one of the grievances is the criminal trials of Donald Trump. Because now you ask, again, in the exit polling, they say, if he's convicted, is he fit to be president? And somewhere north of 60% of the caucus goers said yes.
Yeah.
From the law and order crowd, if Donald Trump is convicted of crimes, he is still fit to be president. So it is just an absolute victory for right-wing media and messaging that if you repeat something often enough, again, more than half of the caucus goers last night said Joe Biden was not legitimately elected president. So these folks are buying the big lie, hook, line, and sinker. It's working. And that is something that, you know, I don't know how you go up against that except for a whole lot of messaging of your own. But look, Iowa doesn't serve any great value from a writ large national lens. But if you at least take that lesson away, that all of this grievance messaging continues to work, then maybe other folks can use that as a blueprint for somehow overcoming that. Because if they don't, if this just becomes the angry white guy contest, it's going to be a rough November this year.
Yeah, Well, that's the thing is we talked about this with a guest last week and a half ago before January 6th. That's why he was on the show. And he was saying, at some point, you guys say to certain people, no, I can't talk to you anymore. There's no helping you. I can't do it. You have to come to it on your own.
The whole point, who can you talk to, and then as well as what do you say? We're going to continue this talk about the immigration issue and bring it to Whitewater, Wisconsin, and what's being ginned up over there coming up in just a bit, wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Tuesday morning. When you're here, you're up north, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back in just a bit.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
On this day in 1992, Eric Clapton's MTV Unplugged special was recorded, including that mellow remake of Layla that got everybody's attention. It was an album that would go on to win 6 Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year, for songs like Tears in Heaven, Before You Accuse Me, and many others. On this Tuesday morning, Sherita Booker joins us, social media manager over at Up North News. If you're searching for us on Up North News on Facebook or wherever, Up North News is admittedly a little generic. So to find us, make sure you put in the WI, Up North News WI, as you're searching. And then you can follow us and tune into what we do and the things that Sherita posts. Sherita, hello. How are you?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good, thanks. So as I looked at the stories that you share with us each week, the ones that get more engagement than usual, either a lot of likes or a lot of comments, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised that one of them deals with traffic roundabouts, because, yeah, there are some of us that instantly said, yep, this is a better way to go, and we deal with it. There's still a whole lot of people that have not positive or strong feelings about roundabouts, right?
Right. So we posted a fill in the blank that said, I think roundabouts are blank because blank. And we got a lot of responses. So apparently you either love them or hate them. Greg Kuhn said, I always get confused and just keep going round and round. Dan Hupie said, I like them, but still look both ways. And Ryan Vintage said, get rid of them. People nearly get hit every time. And I've seen a few people go the wrong way more than once. Feel about them.
Got to admit, I've never seen that. I've never seen somebody go the wrong way, usually because it's, you know, built in a way that you don't want to turn left into them. For me, the biggest problem has been, and there are quite a few up here in this part of Wisconsin, the biggest problem has been that people treat it like a race. And that, you know, as you're coming up, you should yield because a car is already in the roundabout. But instead, they say, oh, I'll bet I could sneak into the roundabout and still be ahead of them like they're on a NASCAR road course. And that's not how it's supposed to work. I don't know what it's like down by you.
And I think people also are like that because they don't know how to use the roundabout. So maybe they're just trying to zip through and get out of it. But we have a few here. And as long as I'm familiar with it, I'm okay. But I have been that person to go round and round.
I've only done that in some larger cities where you have like these three lane, you know, they're three wide. And sometimes it does take a second lap to get over to make the exit where you want to. But, you know, like you note in the article, there are 554 roundabouts in Wisconsin, and they're only going to grow from here. And the thing I like about them is they replace a lot of four-way stops where during rush hours, you could be 10 plus cars back waiting for your turn at the four-way stop. Because what always happens there, somebody doesn't know what order they're in. They either try to sneak ahead or they wave people through even though it's their turn. So I'm still good with the roundabouts. We just need people to use them a little bit more per the instructions, right?
Right. We need to have a roundabout class.
I guess we do. I guess so. Second story. This one's going to come off of one of our Instagram posts, and it's a video clip put up by Kirk Bangstad with the Minocqua Brewing Company, who brews a lot of progressive beers, but he also brews a lot of, legal action on various progressive causes, shall we say. What's he doing this time?
Yeah, so they're in the spotlight again, and he filed a lawsuit in Dane County Circuit Court against former President Donald Trump, against him and the Wisconsin Election Commissions and the Republican Party of Wisconsin, in an attempt to keep Trump off the Wisconsin ballot for his role in the January 6, 2021 insurrection. That post had nearly 2,000 likes and almost 400 comments. The comments were anywhere from pro-Trump to giving him props. Somebody, Michael Height, said, "This guy's business is about to take a big hit. It's deep in Trump territory, not a smart move." Whitney Swanstar said, "Minocqua Brewing is out there doing the Lord's work. Love them."
It's so true. It goes both ways. And Kirk knows that, and he loves it. He revels in it because he does see himself as, you know, somebody who's willing to, from deep within, you know, Republican territory, speak truth to power and, you know, file these types of actions. In this case, saying that, well, the Wisconsin Elections Commission won't remove Trump from the ballot, even though he engaged in insurrection. So now he's asking a court to do that. Again, hard to say, you know, where ultimately this will go, but you could tell, you know, from the comments, people have strong feelings. But by the way, for those folks who might comment and say, oh, his business is going to tank, then you haven't really been following his business, because yep. He, unlike a lot of businesses that try to stay out of politics, he is very definitely in it. He always lets you know. And if you don't want to buy his product, then you don't have to buy his product. But, you know, he's definitely not from the same small business mold that stays out of politics, is he?
Absolutely.
No, let's go to our third story then. And a nice positive story, a lot of good engagement for a woman named Alakwa Cox, a deaf Native American actress from Wisconsin.
Yeah, so we put a congratulations post to Alakwa because she landed a lead role in Marvel's newest series, Echo, on Disney Plus. She grew up on the Menominee Reservation and graduated from Delavan School for the Deaf in 2015. So it's already streaming on Disney Plus, so you can go ahead and check that out today if you want. That post has more than 2,000 likes and over 500 shares. Most people in the comments were sending their congratulations.
As well they should. That's really wonderful. She had played this character of Echo alongside Jeremy Renner in the 2021 Hawkeye miniseries. And so she gets to carry this on into a new Marvel series on Disney Plus. So just a fantastic achievement. And again, always nice to see people that want to just post up their congratulations and wish somebody well. It's always nice to have that reminder of the happier side of social media, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Sharita tracks all this, all the stories, that content, sometimes from us, sometimes from others, that we like to share to give you a great slice of life in the state that we love. Sharita Booker, thank you so much. Great to visit with you. Have a great day.
You too, Pat.
That's not a show I was familiar with. Greg, apparently you are familiar with the show.
Oh, yeah. I watched her on when she was on Hawkeye and liked the character, and they just released the entire show. So all five episodes are on there right now. It's on Disney Plus. I really enjoyed it. It's kind of apart from all the other Marvel stuff, but it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Well, let's continue talking about shows here. I'll get to the Whitewater immigration thing in just a bit here, but watch the first hour plus of the Emmys. I thought Anthony Anderson did a pretty okay job. A good job. I don't know how much of it you saw, if any.
I didn't see any of it, but I love him. I love him.
Yeah, I do. I like him a lot. Really liked seeing some of the you know, kind of the legendary figures that came out there. Marla Gibbs from The Jeffersons made an appearance. Yeah. Carol Burnett. Christina Applegate got a tremendous ovation as she continues to fight MS.
Yeah.
But there always seems the Emmys are... There's always like a couple of hot shows and everybody else gets left behind. You know, so like Ted Lasso, I don't think got anything, because a couple of years back it got everything. This time around it was Bear, which I'd never even heard of until last night.
Oh, really?
So basically, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And there was Bear and Beef. Beef was the one I hadn't heard of at all.
Oh, yeah.
Beef is the one that's based on a road rage incident and stretching that out over multiple episodes, you know. But the last thing I'll say is a lot of times the people turned in the list of people they want to thank and they just put that at the bottom of the screen. I thought that was a great idea. It avoided having Anthony's mom saying, "Your time is up. You have to go." Christina Lori joins us next with The Uplift. You're up north.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Special report, the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. A historic win for former President Trump.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all.
Winning last night's Iowa caucuses by the largest margin ever. ABC's M. Nguyen is in Des Moines with what motivated caucus goers.
On the issues most important to Iowa caucus goers, the economy was number one, followed closely by immigration, issues Trump has made central to his platform, helping him finish Iowa with more than 50%. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley far behind. DeSantis invested heavily in Iowa, visiting all 99 counties, holding more campaign events than Haley and Trump combined. Many experts called Iowa a make-or-break moment for his campaign, as recent polls showed Haley gaining ground.
Next stop, New Hampshire, with a January 23rd primary. It could be less decisive for Trump, given that independents and undeclared voters can participate there. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven sets of proposed maps to consider as new boundaries for legislative districts are to be put in place by mid-March. They come from the governor and from Republicans, Democrats, college professors, and partisan law firms. The High Court ordered new maps in a landmark ruling in December. Public health experts say misinformation is contributing to a dangerous decline in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Dr. Monica Wang is with Boston University's School of Public Health. She says lies about vaccines spread faster than the truth.
Health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
At the same time, cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is bitterly cold out there today. We have a wind chill advisory in effect through this morning. The wind chill is going to be hovering between minus 20 and minus 30 here for a good chunk of the day. Mostly cloudy, some light snow showers today, 3 above. More light snow tonight, less than a half inch, 5 below tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high near 6. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 5 below.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
¶¶
back now at 6. And now we're back with Christina Laurie, who puts together our daily newsletter. Go to upnorthnewswi.com, click newsletter up at the top of the homepage and get a feel for what we're working on and what she puts into newsletter form. Christina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Pat?
Really good, thanks. You know, it was a few days back that I mentioned to people who might be like first-time homeowners that, you know, the property tax first half payment is due at the end of this month, the 31st. It's one of a million things you have to think about when you're a homeowner. But before that happens, you have to buy a home. And in the newsletter in the past year, you've worked on things like the best and worst months to buy a home. Well, can you tell us about that?
Well, the bad news and the good news here is that although housing prices seem like they're sky high right now, it's easier than ever to find something that is affordable because there's now an app for that. It's called Housio, and it's a real estate analysis app, and it shows you the best and worst months to buy a home, and it also forecasts what you can expect over the next few months or the course of the year. So we did the digging for you for Wisconsin and found that the best month to buy is actually right now in January. It's also the lowest earning month for sellers. So if you're looking to sell your home, you probably don't want to put it in on the market right now. The best month to start looking for a home, however, is in October. So if you're a planner, mark that on your calendar. Shortly after the new school year starts is always a great time because most families will have wanted to be locked into their new location. So that's a good way to get a jump start on the following year. And then they also pin down the best day of the week to buy. And this really can make tens of thousands of dollars worth of a difference. Monday is the best day. There's less competition, fewer total listings. The weekends are the worst. So you'll want to try to avoid those whenever possible. Pat, do you remember any of this when you were buying a home?
No, because it was 29 years ago now, and it just felt like a different era. We were very young. We were trying to find a place in this new city. It took us a long time to find what we found here on Lake Wissota, and of course, you know, barely had internet back then, much less apps that could tell you best days of the week to do this or that. So it feels like there's more help than ever, as long as you don't, succumb to data overload, basically.
Absolutely. And it's for both buyers and sellers. So I know that your home is beautiful. You probably aren't going to sell it anytime soon. But for anyone that is, the best month to sell is June. That's when most homes go for 103% over their listing price. The best day to sell is Thursdays. And if you're wondering why, that's because agents prioritize new listings and they're preparing for their weekend open houses. So they'll push up those Thursday postings. Oh. And then the best season to sell is spring so that buyers have enough time to settle before the new school year.
Oh yeah, good point there. Are you one of those who's got a borderline addiction to either Zillow or the Realtors app or any of those others where you're looking at homes around you?
You know, I'm not in my own neighborhood, but I do love dreaming big and watching a lot of HGTV and seeing the flip shows, seeing what kind of houses people are buying right now. But personally, like a lot of people, the market is not great for first-time buyers. So I think I'm going to still be renting an apartment for the foreseeable future.
Okay. And what was the name of the app again?
It's called Housio. H-O-U-Z-E-O.
Housio. It's just some of these apps are just like some of these new pharmaceutical drugs where it's like they just, you know, put all the consonants in a bingo container and pulled out the little balls one by one. But there you go.
Housio. And when in doubt, you swap the S for a Z. Makes it sound hipper, Pat.
Of course. Very hip. I feel so hip. Next on the list here, the most popular travel destinations of 2023. Are we talking Fiji and Bora Bora or are we talking Wisconsin?
We're talking Wisconsin, of course, Pat.
Okay,
don't be too big. No. An interesting feature about Wisconsin is that the Department of Tourism doesn't track official visitation numbers, but they do put out overall trends of where people are heading every year. So they said that these three places, well, there are three places that routinely draw the most people every year. Pat, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you name any of the three?
The three that draw the most people every year for what? Just for straight tourism?
Yeah. That draw people to Wisconsin.
That draw people to Wisconsin. I mean, I feel like you have to put Wisconsin Dells first, and Lambeau Field would be second. And then any given lake up north would be third in my generic list. How close did I come?
I'm going to give you 1.5 points for those. Okay. So the Dells was actually number two, but it's on the west, so that counts. Since 1856, it's been welcoming millions and millions of families every year. And now it's become a year-round thing with so many indoor water parks too. So this time of year, if you're looking for a good staycation, the indoor water parks are set at a year-round balmy 82 degrees. So that's a great place to head. Number one overall, though, was up north, the EAA Air Venture.
Oh, of course. Of course. I can hear people yelling at the radio, especially folks near the Oshkosh Air Support radio signal. Yeah, forgot about that. That's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, it just always boggles my mind that for that 1 week, Whitman Airport is the busiest in the world, and a plane there takes off and lands every 10 to 12 seconds. I mean, think about that. That's insane. I grew up near O'Hare Airport in Chicago. I thought things couldn't get busier than that, but 10 to 12 seconds, that's insane.
It is.
And then third on the list is Frank Lloyd Wright's home in Spring Green.
Oh, Taliesin. Okay, sure.
Yeah, just 35 miles west of Madison, draws a lot of people, specifically in the summer months. You can take a tour of the property there. There's a restaurant on site. It's really beautiful. And then it's also not too far from another attraction that earned an honorable mention spot on the list. That, of course, is the House on the Rock, which was created with tourists specifically in mind.
Very much so. Yeah, not that far away. You can, it's kind of like Barbie and Oppenheimer. You can kind of get a twofer out of that very region of the state if you're going there. So looking ahead to the things you're doing this week for the newsletter, I mean, again, kind of with travel and things, we love talking about day trips in Wisconsin, right?
We do. So we're going to be looking ahead, and we kind of mapped it out for you. We love sharing bucket lists. So we created one day trip you should take every month of 2024. I don't want to give too much away because I do want people to sign up for our newsletter, but I thought it would be fun, Pat, if we maybe shared our favorite Wisconsin day trip. Do you have one that comes to mind?
Oh my goodness. Wisconsin day trip.
If you have to pick just one.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it would be just heading up into the Hayward area. Always a great place to, whether you're walking around or if you're heading to somebody who lives on the flow edge or whatever, Hayward's always a great day trip destination.
Mine would be the Driftless area of Wisconsin. I mean, just southwestern Wisconsin. It's beautiful. Doesn't feel like Wisconsin. It just, it feels like a little bit of a vacation, but I would just put a little asterisk next to it that is only when the weather is nice. I am not heading there when there's snow, but it's great. And there's a bunch of really good mom and pop eateries all along there. My uncle used to live in Soldiers Grove, Wisconsin, which I think has a population of like 30 something people. And so his town didn't even have a restaurant of its own, but any small restaurant you'd go to, like within 30 miles of there, was just always fantastic. And it's stuff that you won't find on Yelp. A lot of them don't even have a Facebook page or a website, but it's always fun to like find a dive that you love, which I know kind of brings us to our next story of just something else I wanted to tease that's in the newsletter next week. Our readers, we found, always love to be in the know and find hotspot hidden gems. And we found a few dive bars that everyone should add to their must visit list. Our team like really put a lot of time into this and tried to find off the beaten path things. But I wanted to, again, pitch this back to you, Pat. What's the best dive bar you've been to in Wisconsin? I know that you have good taste and you've also traveled a lot.
Yeah. And again, let's not over romanticize things. Sometimes a dive bar really is just a dive and doesn't have a lot going for it except four walls and cold beer. But I have been to some good ones. In fact, I would contend that one right smack in the middle of Eau Claire constitutes a dive bar. The Amber Inn is actually the oldest continuously operating bar in the city. But I say so because it has the very best hamburgers ever. The best hamburgers are made on that grill, which I think dates back to the Warren Harding administration. But we've been to some places, like there used to be a place called Handy's that was east of Cornell. Again, middle of nowhere. Another one in my area here would be the Albertville Tavern, which is, again, just north of Eau Claire, just east of Menominee. Amazing for, again, its environment, but also for the ribs and the broasted chicken. If you can get a dive bar that also serves broasted chicken, I mean, you have hit pay dirt in the dive bar lottery.
Have you ever been to Mickey's in Madison?
I don't think I have, no.
It's on Willie Street, and I don't know if it would technically be classified as a dive bar because it is popular among locals, but I never really see it in any sort of like must visit places in Madison list. And it's kind of like a little off the path. It's not right downtown. It's on Willie Street. It's just, they have the sandwich on their menu that in proper Buddy the Elf fashion is called the world's greatest sandwich.
Congratulations. You did it.
It's a glorified BLT, but it's made with all local ingredients and it's made on great sourdough bread. And it's so simple, but so good. And for me, that's like the hallmark of a good dive bar when you can just get classic food and you know it's going to deliver every single time.
Yes. Yeah. And again, not every bar is necessarily a restaurant. They might just serve a really great, you know, pizza or something like that. But you can't find a lot of watering holes that have just the charm, the old world charm, shall we say, as a good Wisconsin dive bar. So look for that this week in the newsletter. And of course, we keep you up to date on some of the other goings on and headlines around the state. Sign up for it all at upnorthnewswi.com. Christina Laurie, thank you.
Always nice to talk to you, Pat.
All right. We haven't gotten to sports yet this morning, but before I do, if you have a nominee for best dive bar in Wisconsin, you can let us know, 844-967-2789. You don't want to talk about it, but you just want to promote it, then send us a text message. Where's the best dive bar in Wisconsin? Text that to 844-967-2789. The Marquette men's basketball team had an afternoon game yesterday for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and the Marquette men defeated Villanova 87-74. The new rankings came out, and Marquette fell from 11th in the nation to 17 after a couple of recent losses. Former Marquette legend Dwayne Wade announced a $3 million contribution that will be utilized to expand literacy, add scholarships, and help future expansion for the Athletic and Human Performance Research Center at Marquette. And the team will be at St. John's coming up on Saturday. The Badger men's basketball team moved up in the AP poll from 15 to 11, as they are still undefeated in the Big Ten at 5-0. Their next game is tonight at Penn State. And you can catch that across the Civic Media Radio Network on locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, News from the Center in Richland Center, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine, and on the Civic Media app if you tune in to any one of those particular stations. The Marquette women's basketball team ranked 22nd in the nation. They play tomorrow at Villanova. The Badger women's basketball team is at Iowa tonight. The Badger men's hockey team fell from 3rd in the nation to number 4. They are off this week. The Badger women's hockey team rose from number 3 to number 2 in the nation, and they are riding a 5-game winning streak. The Badger women's hockey team will be in Mankato this weekend to take on Minnesota State. The Bucks play tomorrow in Cleveland against the Cavaliers, and you can catch Bucks basketball on Oshkosh Air Support, News from the Center and Richland Center, Lake Air and Amory, WRJN and Racine, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. Last but not least, again, a reminder that the Packers' next playoff game is in San Francisco against the 49ers. That is a Saturday night game. 7:15 is kickoff. Fox will have it on TV. We will have it here on the Civic Media radio stations, Radio from the Center, WRCO in Richland Center, WRJN Racine, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. That's a look at your sports for this Tuesday morning. We'll take a break and have today's history lesson and some musical memories all coming up in just a bit. You're up north. I love the day.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZ. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This, of course, is a former Beatle, George Harrison, the late George Harrison's version of Got My Mind Set on You. It hit number one on this day in 1988. And when it did so, it made a little history at the time. It was, at that point, the longest period between number one hits for an artist, 24 years. 24 years earlier, he hit number one with Give Me Love, Give Me Peace on Earth. However, just later that year, in 1988, the Beach Boys would break that record-long gap with their hit song, Kokomo. Birthdays today include country singer Ronnie Millsap. He's 81 years old today. Singer Ilia was born this day in 1979, passed away way too soon in 2001. Lin-Manuel Miranda is 44 years old today, the writer of Hamilton and so much other great music. Quarterback Joe Flacco is 39 today. We normally wouldn't bring up a quarterback for some other team, but we just wish him well because he got absolutely pasted over the weekend in the football playoffs. But is 39 years old today. When people talk about the Roman Empire and say, you know, when did it begin? Well, according to the historians, it was on this day, January 16th, in the year 27 BC, when Octavianus was granted the title of Augustus by the Roman Senate, marking the beginning of the Roman Empire. More birthdays here. How about the singer Sade is 65 years old today, known perhaps best for this hit. And Sade being 65 years old today. Singer Jim Stafford is 80 today, and we'll maybe hear a little Spiders and Snakes or something a little bit later on in the program. You may not know Maxine Jones, who turned 62 today, but you sure know the group she was part of, En Vogue. Mentioned on this day in 1992, Eric Clapton's MTV Unplugged special was recorded. On this day in 2003, a tragic anniversary, the liftoff of the shuttle Columbia. People knew there'd been a little damage to the wing at launch. It was thought to be minor. It was not, as Columbia would be lost 16 days later on its return from orbit. And it was now 4 years ago that Donald Trump's first impeachment trial began in the Senate over all he did to blackmail Ukraine with Russian disinformation. But as we talked about last weekend, apparently if you have enough senators who are willing to look past the law and play politics only, you can set up a precedent for breaking the law or doing all kinds of things and not being accountable for it the way that the founding fathers intended when they put the impeachment process in place. All right, we've got a few national days today on the calendar. It is, well, it's International Hoof Care Week. I don't think that extends very far. I don't think Maybell counts as having hoofs or many others. So only the few of you with, isn't there, what's the word for all the animals that have hoofs?
Ooh.
There's one word that describes that. And I'm missing it, so we'll send Greg on a mission through the Google machine. But I also wanted, three different foods are mentioned here. It is a quinoa day, it is Fig Newton day, and at the opposite end of the flavor spectrum from a Fig Newton, this is also International Hot and Spicy Food Day.
Yeah.
So depending on where you are on that spectrum, either enjoy your Fig Newtons or go get something hot and spicy. Although listening to Christina's report earlier, Greg, I saw you put just a brief note. It says BLTs, thumbs down. Not a BLT guy?
It's a salad on bread. It's croutons come to life to form pieces of bread and reanimate themselves in their original moisture-based form. And then you put lettuce, tomato, and bacon.
Greg has feelings about the BLT.
I do.
I think that made right and fresh and with the right kind of, you know, your favorite flavor of mayo that's on there, that it can be a really nice, light, crisp, you know, refreshing treat. Not something I'd eat more than once, maybe twice a year, but it also is the only time I would have lettuce on a hot sandwich because you'd have the bacon there.
Yeah.
I hate lettuce on things like hamburgers and other things because immediately the lettuce gets all wilty and gross.
I get that.
And again, I'm one of the few people and the folks at McDonald's, I'm your guy. Remember the McDLT?
Oh my God.
The side by side container, you know, so if the cold stuff stays cold and the hot stuff stays hot, you'd open it up and then you'd put the lettuce and tomato onto the burger then so that you wouldn't have this hot, wilty lettuce. And I think that lasted for an hour and a half or so before
it went
away.
You know how styrofoam is terrible for the earth. How do we make it even worse? Let's make a longer tray for it, along with the breakfast from McDonald's.
Oh, the big breakfast with that big old styrofoam tray? Yes. Yes.
I mean, hoofed mammals are called ungulates. Ungulates.
No, I don't think that's right.
It says any hoof.
I don't know what word I was looking for then if it wasn't that one.
Did I just get actually'd? Well, actually, you're wrong.
Yeah, actually, no. I have no idea what word I might have been looking for otherwise. So thank you for giving that a shot. But when it comes to the International Hot and Spicy Food Day, what's your favorite hot and spicy?
Oh, I like spicy Indian food, but I can only go to like a 3-star after that. It's just like I'm not even tasting food anymore. Mm-hmm. And then like when you go like hot sauces, I get a little spicy, but like, you know, I want to be able to taste the chicken or the ribs. I can't just be tasting nothing but the sauce. So when you see these guys are like, oh, it's got 15 ghost peppers and a hint of plutonium, you'll never feel again.
I don't want that. There's the right way. There's hot and spicy for flavor versus hot and spicy for, you know, blow your head off, basically.
Yeah.
It doesn't serve a great purpose here.
Nah, thanks.
So, oh dear, Roger just reminded me. I brought up today is International Fig Newton Day.
Oh, she hates Fig Newton.
Jane Matinere does not like Fig Newtons.
She might be heading in right now, so I'll bring it up today.
As well you should, and then report back to us. Or if I don't see you in the camera frame over here, I'll know Jane was triggered somehow by the Fig Newtons.
I'll just open my happy Fig Newton Day.
Well, good luck. Go with God, and we wish you all the best. Coming up in our next hour, Professor Sam Wong from the Princeton Gerrymandering Institute to talk about the replacement of gerrymandered maps in Wisconsin. We'll be back here up north.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care.
His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Special.